Jawa.
Dick Tracy.
Why he's the arm of the law.
Dick Tracy.
Well, he can prove what they say.
Crime doesn't never pay.
Yeah.
Now, who's the guy who always seems to get his man? He's tough enough to catch a bullet with his hand. He doesn't have to sweat to get him, you know. He gets him with his two-way radio. Dick Tracy.
He's got a bulldog jaw.
Dick Tracy.
Why, he's the arm of the law.
Dick Tracy.
Well, he can prove what they say.
Crime doesn't never pay.
Yeah.
Now, his men are called retouchables. They're brave and bold. To look at them, you wouldn't think they'd catch a cold. But when Hemlock Holmes is leading them, there's just no doubt. For criminals, it's Roger Dodger over and out. Dick Tracy.
He's got a bulldog jaw.
Dick Tracy.
Why, he's the arm of the law.
Dick Tracy.
Well, he can prove what they say.
Crime doesn't ever pay.
Yeah.
To treat him rough and mean. He pounds him like a Mexicali jumping bean. He's got a friend jiu-jitsu who's just 1 foot tall. But though he's kind of short, he's really on the ball. Dick Tracy.
He's got a bulldog jaw.
Dick Tracy.
Why, he's the arm of the law.
Dick Tracy.
Well, he can prove what they say.
Crime doesn't ever pay.
Yeah.
Tra-la-la!
Are you worried about impending doom? Those evil villains got you filled with gloom. But don't you fear, there's a hero in the sky, the sky, the sky. It's not a bird and it's not a plane. And it's not an egg salad sandwich. It's the Waistband Warrior. Here is Mighty Battle Cry.
Tra-la-la!
To save the day, the day, the day. Well, there he goes in his dashing cape. Here he comes in his tiny whiteies. All the bad guys soil themselves every time they hear him say,
la, la, la.
Where you buy underwear. It's underwear that's fun to wear.
Wonder Woman! Wonder Woman!
All the world is waiting for you and the power you possess.
fighting for your rights, and the old red, white, and blue. Wonder Woman, Wonder Woman,
now the world is ready for you, and the wonders you can do. Make a hawk and dove, stop a war with love,
make a lion tell it true. Wonder Woman,
all our hopes are pinned upon you, and the magic that you do. Stop a bullet cold, make the axis cold, change their mind and change the world.
Wonder Woman, Wonder Woman.
This superhero?
Sarge?
No. Rosemary, the telephone operator? No. Henry, the mild-mannered janitor?
Could be. Hong Kong Pooey, number one super guy. Hong Kong Pooey, quicker than the human eye. He's got style, a movie style, and a mob that just won't stop. When the going gets rough, he's super tough with a Hong Kong Phooey chop. Yeah! Hong Kong Phooey, number one super guy. Hong Kong Phooey, quicker than the human eye. Tick-a-chong, tick-a-chong, tick-a-chock, 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 tick-a-chock.
My dad's from the land, my mom's from the sea. I am Atlantis's true king. My pop Tom, a lighthouse keep, rescued my mom who had bad wounds so deep. They fell in love, next I was born. To save us, mom left and our family was torn. Volko secretly trained me, so I gain superpowers. Though just a half-breed, I can make sharks devour. My dad's from the land, my mom's from the sea. I am Atlantis's true king. I'm a bastard, that's all my brother thinks. But I am Atlantis's true king. My half-brother Om wants to rule the sea. Manipulates kingdoms for a surface kill spree. He whoops my ass, but Mira saves me. Find the Trident's coordinates in Sicily.
Trash is the place to go. Stash, as creatures attack. His mom saves our butts, thank God she's got our back.
My dad's from the land, my mom's from the sea. I am Atlantis's true king. I'm a bastard, that's all my brother thinks. But I am Atlantis's true king.
Hey, Aquaman, kill my daddy and his son. Oh, hook slip some gear to squash him like a bug. Turn up the heat, call myself Black Manta. Drop down on his ass like a chimney under Santa.
I'm the true heir, I'm the ocean master. Arthur's fault, I'm a sacrifice, what a disaster. But when she reappears, I'm blown away, how could it be? With Arthur and the Trident? Guess I'm not the master of the seven seas.
My dad's from the land, my mom's from the sea. I am Atlantis's true king. I'm a bastard, that's all my brother thinks. But I am Atlantis's true king. I am Atlantis's true king.
Sitting in the Hall of Justice, but is there justice after all? 'Cause after all, when
soberly he saves the world. But I've had seven gin and tonics, and I want you to be my girl. I can take you to Atlantis, who makes that cave look like a hole. We'll tie one on the Titanic, Vicky Vale, my heart you stole. Have you ever got the notion that he's just a rat with wings? Well, I'm the king of seven oceans, and Vicky, you're my everything. Barring maritime disasters, I have got some time to spend. While he's all tied up with Robin in a cape and underwear, I can take you to Atlantis. It makes that cave look like a hole. We'll tie one on the Titanic, a Vicky Vale, my heart you stole. If you see it with objective, he is just Bruce Wayne tight. But you could be a bit selective and have free secret every night. Understand it if he were Superman. 'Cause after all, that cat can fly. But take away that Batmobile, that boat, that belt, that butler. He's just another boring guy.
righteous? Who has the tricked out ride? Who does the sickest backflips? Who's the manliest man? With the buns of steel? Who could choke hold a bear? Who never skips leg day? Who always pays their taxes?
In the dark hours when crime invades the streets of Gotham City, a fateful beam invades the midnight sky, the Bat Signal. Moments later, from the hidden Bat Cave beneath the Wayne Mansion, an ominous shape roars forth. It's the Batmobile on its way to the Gotham City Community Sing. And now we take you inside.
Look up in the sky.
All right, Batman, everybody, let's tune up.
Oh, okay.
Miss Percy,
okay,
your note.
Give Miss Percy a note. Oh, very good. Very good.
Oh.
Cool it,
Mr. D. You know.
Certainly.
Everybody?
Miss Percy.
Reporter, we're standing just outside the Batcave now, and we're going to try to get an interview with the fabulous Batman. Here he comes now. We'll try and flag him down. Say, hold it there. Hold it, Batman. Could you hold it a second? You'll have to back up a little bit, Batman. That might be on the beach, exactly. I wonder if you could say a few words to our many listeners out there in Batland. Just speak right into the bat mic here.
Hi
out there. Say, Batman, where were you going in such a hurry?
Well, just on the way out to fight a little crime and corruption, Chet.
Boy, this bat car you're driving sure is a jewel. How many horsepower does it have?
I presume you're speaking of bat power.
Sorry about that, Chief. How many bat power would you say it has?
Approximately 4,000.
That's a little hard to believe there, Batman.
Would you believe 135 with three deuces?
Well, I don't know, but that sounds reasonable.
Well, good night, Chet. I'll be on the way to fight a little crime and corruption now.
Well, folks, there you heard it. A fabulous interview with the fabulous Batman. And there he goes off in a blaze of glory to fight a crime. Say, look out, Batman. Watch out for that truck.
Sorry about that, listeners.
Dig Batman, he's a high hero, 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 he's a high hero.
goes to school by day, he fights crime by night. He's daring and dashing, this young goblin. Holy porcupine quills, holy mammal. It's Robin the Boy Wonder.
Robin the Boy Wonder.
He's a kid crime fighter with a mask and a cape. And when he gets in a fix, he makes a narrow escape. Holy snail shells.
Holy gastro pie.
Well, it's Robin the Boy Wonder.
Robin the Boy Wonder.
He's Bruce Wayne's young ward, Dick Grayson by name. But he and Robin the Boy Wonder are one and the same. He's jesting and laughing, cunning all the time. And he and Batman anticipate crime. He's a gymnastic whiz, knows his secret bat skill. He's a barrel of laughs, he's a bucket of thrills. Holy trapeze artist,
holy, you ask for it.
It's Robin the Boy Wonder.
Robin the Boy Wonder.
He goes to school by day, fights crime by night. He's daring and dashing, this young Gothamite. Holy porcupine wheels,
holy rodent.
It's Robin the Boy Wonder.
Robin the Boy Wonder.
He's Bruce Wayne's young ward, Dick Grayson by name. But he and Robin the Boy Wonder are one and the same. He's jesting and laughing, cunning all the time. As he and Batman, we've got them a crime. He's a gymnastic whiz, knows his secret bat skill. He's a barrel of laughs, he's a bucket of thrills. Holy trapeze artist,
holy slinger.
It's Robin the Boy Wonder.
Robin the Boy Wonder.
What you talking about? about some Frodo bagging? Oh, no, man. That's more like Scrodo Saggins, y'all. My man Bilbo is the OG. You know, he went up against a dragon. Not some abstract metaphor for industrialization. Shit. Bravest hobbit of them all, y'all.
Where's my Batmans? Alright, yeah, those cheap orchestras. Alright, good evening and welcome to the Bit Slap for another week here at and from Addlewood Studios. The palatial Addlewood Studios, I might add, all 32 square feet of it. I'm KBC, and tonight we're dealing with superheroes, and I can tell you why. It's been a very weird week here in Addlewood. My wife has been away. She's been away all week, and she's down there in New Jersey helping somebody out who just had surgery. Very, very noble of her. And I've been back here with control of the remote. I can watch whatever the hell I want. And unfortunately, there's nothing on. Everything sucks. But I did catch up on some superhero movies, and they've affected my subconscious and my dreamings and things. It's weird, but more about that later. We started out with Mighty Mouse, obviously. From the Black Lodge Singers, they're from Washington State somewhere. Members of the Blackfeet tribe, that was Kenny Scabby Robe and any one of his 12 sons with him. Ride Superman Ride was Stump Gordon from 1956. Dick Tracy from The Chants. Remember The Chants? I sure don't. The Captain Underpants theme from Weird Al from last year's first epic movie. I am waiting to hear about the second. Don't hold your breath. We heard a couple superhero tag things. Aquaman the Musical from Logan Hugani Clark. I don't know who that is. And I also don't know who Mark Aaron James is and his Aquaman's Lament. Sounds like a couple of guys that need to get out more. I don't know. Who the Batman was Patrick Stump. He was, of course, of the Fallout Boy. And then Batman Rides Again, the impossible Burgundy Bullfrog. I kid you not. We don't kid about Burgundy Bullfrogs in this house. I'll tell you, once is enough. I ain't falling for that again. Let's see. Jan and Dean from an insufferable album full of Batman songs and skits. And just don't do this. Stay away from it. This is why I am here. That was called, of course, Robin. The Boy Wonder. And then the Ballad of Bilbo Baggins. That's right. He's only 3 foot tall, motherfucking Bilbo Baggins. But he's a hero. Charles Green was that? I don't know. There is a Charles Green I was able to find. He's more of a classical musician. I don't think this fits the bill. So, we'll have to wonder about that and head on out into the night again in search of bad guys.
Along the street, the headlines read of those whose hearts are filled with greed. They steal and rob from those who need to right these wrongs and play. Become
underdog. Underdog, underdog, underdog. Speed of lightning, roar of thunder, fighting all who rob a blunder. Underdog, underdog.
Seen. Have you ever seen a turtle get down? Slamming and jamming to the new swing sound. half hour after hour. Cause in this life, there's only one winner. You better aim straight, you can hit the center. In it to win it with a team of four Ninja Turtles that you got at the door. It's
Ninja, Ninja Rap.
Yeah, I'm not talking, man. You know who I am? Iron Man. fucking Iron Man. I'm the motherfucking Iron Man.
Oh yeah, it's Deadpool. Back once again with another track. Boys and girls. Oh, so Aaron decided to make a song about me. I wonder how bad this one's gonna be. It's pretty bad. Stock won't let me in the groove. Why? But you're cool with a tree saying I am Groot. Deep character, real believable. I reach in better, look how fast and grew. Pew. MCU, screw you, I'd rather do a poo. In the nightclub, lacking tissues. Why's the seat wet? X-Men suck, Avengers all suck. Time to buckle up, cause I'm forming my own crew. Screw you, super posse dudes, I don't need you. I said, screw you, super posse dudes, I don't need you. All I see is the Avengers and it's making me sick. I'm not jelly, I just hope you know I got a new flick. Spider Monkey Boy said that he would love to be in it, but what superpowers does have? Oh, Deadpool, you know that I'm forming my own little crew. We're all super duper dudes except Peter the Jew. I mean, for real, we're Mr. Stainless Steel, Domino and Dopinder, who drives behind the wheel. Now I told you, Negasonic Teenage Warhead is a dumb name. As soon as you pass puberty, you'll wonder what was I thinking. I know you think he's tricking me, but why would I do that, silly? Cause I want the name for myself. Yeah, well, maybe. Let's assemble team, I want maximum effort. We gotta save a kid or something, yeah, whatever. And Cable's trying to stop, but I think not. And all the while I can't help thinking, let why? Me in the groove. Why? But you're cool with a tree saying I am Groot. I reach in better, look how fast and grew. Pew. MCU, screw you, I'd rather do a poo. In the nightclub, lacking tissues. Why's the suit wet? X-Men suck, Avengers all suck. Time to buckle up, cause I'm forming my own screw. Screw you, super posse dudes, I don't need you. I said, screw you, super posse dudes, I don't need you. X-Men suck, Avengers all suck. Time to buckle up, cause I'm forming my own screw. Screw you, super posse dudes, I don't need you. I said, screw you, super posse dudes, I don't need you. Don't need you. Deadpool. Thank you.
We are here with Larry Stang, singer, guitarist, and now superhero. Oh, Mr. Stang, don't you feel ridiculous running around in a cape and leotards?
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Welcome back to the Age of Jive.
I must admit, I've never talked with a superhero before. When you told your girlfriend you were going to fight crime, what was her reply?
From now on, you're only someone that I used to love.
And what did you tell her when she said she was leaving you?
You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille.
I know the life of a costume crime fighter can be lonely. What one thing made you choose this line of work?
All the gold in California.
Super Stang, I see you're on the window ledge. Where are you going?
Higher than any bird ever flew.
No, wait! This is only a record! You can't really fly! I have the White House on the line. The country is being invaded by punk rock singers. Super Stang, have you a message for the president?
I will be your knight in shining armor.
We're now in Washington, where thousands of punk rockers have gathered outside the Capitol. They're demanding that radio stations play only new wave music. With me now is our senator. Sir, what do you think of the new wave?
I still rock and roll to me.
And in a few words, can you sum up your feelings about rock and roll?
Enough is enough, is enough.
Just arriving to do battle with the invaders is Super Stang. Larry, I understand the leader of the punk rockers is an old enemy of yours. Have you anything to say to him?
I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best there's ever been.
Super Stang is about to show his strength by crashing through a brick wall. A brick wall? Oh no, not again. Are you okay?
I'm alright.
There's no time to lose. The leader of the punk rockers is trying to force his way into a radio station. A valuable record library might be destroyed. Larry, what do you plan to do?
I've got to ride, ride like the wind.
You can't run away. You're the superhero. Don't you want to defend the country against new wave music?
I will be your knight in shining armor.
Then go over there and use the one superpower you have which will save us. Your electric guitar. Our hero is winning. The punks are falling left and right. And as they do, we can hear Superstang saying,
another one bust the dust! Another one bust the dust! Ow!
This record is now over.
We'll be right back. tell you about Papa, the sailor man. He eats his spinach right straight from the can. Don't nobody mess with him, cause he's so bad. If you don't treat him nice, he'll make you wish you had. Papa got a sweetie named Olive Oilman. She kinda stringy, she too long and tall. Her shape is shapeless like a cement wall. But she got a color TV and Papa hurts if you mess with her. She's a girl with a many charms. She got a big tattoo on her arm. Just below her vaccination is a purple figuration that says, Mother, in Old English script. One day on the beach while her getting the tan, Pluto runs up and he kicks a lot of sand. In Popeye's face, grabs olive oil and runs. Think he make a fool of Popeye, have a lot of fun. And Olive, she starts screaming,
Help, Papa! Save me! Save me, Papa!
Pluto, he laughs and says, Oh, I got you now, baby. Let's scrimp, Papa. I can't do nothing about it. Meanwhile, back under the umbrella, Papa's groping around trying to get the sand out of Ivan. He say,
Lord, mercy, what I do with my spinach?
He finds a spinach. He gulps it down. You know what, the fight's over, and Popeye's a winner. Popeye saved the day. Pluto should've known better than to get in his way. And Olive Oil is so proud of her boat, she say,
Oh, Popeye, you're my hero.
Popeye, sailor man, he eats the spinach right straight from the can. Don't nobody mess with him, cause he's so bad. If you don't treat him right, he'll make you wish you had.
Italian Spider-Man. risolvere questa cosa. Italian Spider-Man. Italian Spider-Man. Solo uno uomo risolvere questa cosa. Italian Spider-Man.
All right, so there's another reason I'm thinking about superheroes this week. It was, let's see, last Monday night, Tuesday morning at about 3:30 in the morning. I've been having these weird dreams lately, and I've also been having this psychological battle with a red squirrel that's decided to move into my house and is eating the house like 6 inches from my head in my bed. So I dreamt that there was this giant squirrel downstairs, out of a sound sleep, walked down the stairs to see what it was, and missed the bottom two steps. Let's see, both knees, my elbow, especially my ribs, and my left shoulder, which is all right now. And I'm lucky it wasn't worse. Okay, so anyway, I was thinking how nice it would be to be a superhero. That wouldn't happen. All right, I know. We started with Underdog from the Genuine Diamels, Vanilla Ice, attempting a comeback in 1991. Keep trying, Vanilla. That was the Ninja Rap. Actually, that was a fairly sizable hit for him. Motherfucking Iron Man was the PSY Gentleman. A guy named Ron Solo, apparently, is behind that. Send your letters to him. I kind of liked it. Deadpool singing the song. I don't know what that was all about, but okay. I don't even know if it was really Deadpool, you know? Could have been a fake Deadpool. Super Stang was the Larry Stang Players. Of course, hey, he said he's a superhero. What am I saying? You know. Flash Gordon from Queen in 1980. Popeye was the Fenderman from 1964. Popeye and Olive Oil was Ray Stevens from a 1962 album called Seconds of Pleasure. Wasn't that a Rock Pile album? I can't remember. I'm old. Comic Book Heroes was the Tearjerkers, were the Tearjerkers from Ireland, 1979. That was from The Traits in 1967. Nobody Loves Hulk. And The Ramones, Spider-Man, everybody knew that one. And then Italian Spider-Man from Enzo Bontempi, which was apparently, I guess, a movie or TV or something. And that was cool. I liked that a lot. Anyway, that's it for me for this week. I'm heading back up to my Fortress of Solitude to get ready for next week's show. I leave you in the healthy hands of whoever's coming next in your life. Here we are with some more coming from you, and I will not wonder what I'm saying.
Hey, are you excited for that new Justice League movie?
Not really. I mean, all those movies are just so dark and emo. It almost seems like DC should just stand for depressed characters.
Yes, I mean, they're superheroes. What do they have to be so depressed about anyways?
Hey! Just because they're superheroes doesn't mean we don't have justified depression! Hit it, robot guy!
My name's Cyborg.
Yeah, whatever.
Just some emo superheroes all caught in slow motion. Hiding in the shadows, can't handle our emotions. Loved ones always dying, really sucks to be weak. Now you see why we're crying, cause we're always insane. Depressed clinically, medication isn't cheap. Medication isn't cheap.
My parents are dead, I got PTSD. I lost my girlfriend, blew up in front of me. Always save Gotham, it's kind of a hassle when I wear my mask.
I talk, I get asshole.
I became my greatest fear, let me be clear about that. To cope with my depression, I became a damn ass.
I also lost my parents and my whole damn planet. Human race but taken for granted. In a dying industry I make 30k a year. Last left of my time, can't connect with anyone here. Yeah, I got a girl but I don't have friends, you feel me? When I finally met another hero, tried to kill me. Saved your planet twice and then actually died. And I still got hater, so you fucked my life.
Then how are you alive? You said you just died.
Really, guys? Are we seriously just gonna overlook the fact that Superman was killed in Batman v Superman? Really? Okay, fine, yeah.
Okay, I get why you two are sad, but Aquaman? You're the king of the sea. Your life must be amazing.
Yes, but I can't find love on dry land.
I don't understand, Aquaman. Where do you find love?
I'm deep sea diving, dealing crustacean, dolphin calling, fish loving nation. I'm wetting this deep, can't you see a depth you cannot reach? Doing creatures from the sea, but I'm at the wheel beach. Done with metaphors, give it straight as hell. I've eaten a lot of fish and you should try as well. Put it deep in the blowhole, put it so deep in the blowhole. Put it deep in the blowhole, put it so deep in the blowhole.
Put it deep in the blowhole. Put it so deep in the blowhole.
Okay, buddy.
Brah, brah, brah.
Okay, Flash, why are you so sad?
I'm impotent.
Oh.
Okay, well, I guess we know why you guys are all sad.
Sorry we judged you.
No, enough. DC does not stand for depressed characters. It stands for Dick Crusher.
I demonstrate my confidence.
You consider consequences.
I destroy the criminal.
You boys are just miserable.
Profile go up. I'll make some ass.
I dominate the culture and I make it over. I'm a dick crusher. Don't be fooled cause I'm a donor. Just in case you want, I'm a dick crusher.
correct. DC is awesome.
We should go see Justice League right now.
Wait, you forgot my verse. DC doesn't stand for depressed characters or dick crusher.
What does it stand for, then?
Dude Cyborg.
I'm a dude cyborg, I'm a cyborg, that's a dude. I'm a dude cyborg, I'm a cyborg, that's a dude. Cyborg, I'm a cyborg, that's a dude. I'm a dude cyborg, I'm a cyborg, that's a dude. Dude, 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 I'm a dude cyborg, I'm a cyborg, that's a dude.
Okay, let's just go watch Avengers for the 15th time.
Yeah, that sucks.
This is that sequel to the smash hit with no equal. This one for the true fans with Hulk hands and action figures. Flying, dining, saving you all in the city. Got mass out and weapons out. You won't like the Hulk when he's angry. I'm too hot. Hulk smash. Built a suit and said, I am Iron Man. She's on top. Hulk smash. She can beat the crap out of any man. The best shot. Hulk smash. Half the audience don't know who I am. My God. Hulk smash. And you can't lift my hammer.
Put it down.
Earth's mightiest heroes. Earth's mightiest heroes. Earth's mightiest heroes. Cause Ultron Funk don't give it to you. Cause Ultron Funk don't give it to you. Cause Ultron Funk don't give it to you. Avengers assemble and fight a sound. It's the age of Ultron. It's the age of Ultron. It's the age of Ultron. Stop. Wait a minute.
Ultron, funk you up. Ultron, funk you up. I said Ultron, funk you up. Ultron, funk you up. Come on, dance. Hulk smash it. If you're sexy, she'll bash it. If you're freaky, then blast it. And then your lightning flash it. Come on, dance. Hulk smash it. If you're sexy, she'll bash it.
Avengers assemble, the fight is on. It's the age of Ultron.
City like a big playground, when suddenly Batman burst from the shade and hit Godzilla with a bat grenade. Godzilla got pissed and began to attack, but didn't expect to be blocked by Shaq, who proceeded to open up a can of Shaq Fu when Aaron Carter came out of the blue and he started beating up Shaquille O'Neal. Then they both got flattened by the Batmobile, but before he could make it back to the Batcave, Abraham Lincoln popped out of his grave and took an AK-47 out from under his hat, blew Batman away with a rat-a-tat-tat. But he ran out of bullets and he ran away, because often this crime can save the day.
This is the ultimate showdown. A ultimate destiny. Good guys, bad guys, and explosions. As far as the eye can see, and only one will survive. I wonder who it will be. This is the ultimate showdown.
A ultimate destiny. Took a bite out of Optimus Prime, like Scruff McGruff took a bite out of crime. And then Shaq came back covered in a tire track, but Jackie Chan chomped out and landed on his back. And Batman was injured and trying to get steady when Abraham Lincoln came back with a machete. But suddenly something caught his leg and he tripped. Indiana Jones took him out with his whip. Then he saw Godzilla sneaking up from behind, and he reached for his gun, which he just couldn't find, cause Batman stole it and he shot and he missed. And Jackie Chan deflected it with his fist. Then he jumped in the air and he did a somersault while Abraham Lincoln tried to pull a vault onto Optimus Prime, but they collided in the air. Then they both got hit by a Care Bear stare.
This is the ultimate showdown. A ultimate destiny. Good guys, bad guys, and explosions. As far as the eye can see, and only one will survive. I wonder who it will be. This is the ultimate showdown.
Angels sang out in an immaculate chorus. Down from the heavens descended Chuck Norris, who delivered a kick which could shatter bones into the crotch
of Indiana Jones, who fell over on the ground, writhing in pain, as Batman changed back into Bruce Wayne. But Chuck saw through his clever disguise, and he crushed Batman's head in between his thighs. Then Gandalf the Grey and Gandalf the White and Monty Python and the Holy Grail's Black Knight and Benito Mussolini and the Blue Meanie and Cowboy Curtis and John B. the Genie, Robocop, the Terminator, Captain Kirk and Darth Vader, No Pants, Superman, every single Power Ranger, Bill S. Preston and Theodore Logan, Spock, the Rock, Doc Ock and Hulk Hogan all came out of nowhere lightning fast, and they kicked Chuck Norris in his cowboy ass. It was the bloodiest battle that the world ever saw, with civilians looking on in total awe. The fight raged on for a century, many lives were claimed, but eventually the champion stood, the rest saw the better, Mr. Rogers in a bloodstained sweater. This is the ultimate showdown, ultimate destiny, good guys, bad guys, and explosions, as far as the eye can see, and only one will survive, I wonder who it will be. This is the ultimate showdown, this is the ultimate showdown, ultimate destiny.